Chapter 2. Kalamake and Keola's Journey. Now, if he can pay for his goods today, Keola thought, I will know for certain that the man is a sorcerer and that the dollars come out of the devil's pocket. While he was thinking this, his father-in-law was behind him looking annoyed.
Is that the steamer? Kalamake asked.
Yes, said Keola. She has to call at Pelekunu first, and then she will be here.
There is no help for it, then, replied Kalamake. I must take you into my confidence, Keola, for the lack of anyone better. Come here into the house.
So they stepped together into the living room, which was a very fine room. It was wallpapered and hung with prints. There was a wooden chair, a table, and a sofa in the European style. There was a shelf of books and a family Bible in the middle of the table, and the lockable writing desk was against the wall. Anyone could see it was the house of a wealthy man. Kalamake made Keola close the shutters of the windows, while he himself locked all the doors and opened the lid of the desk. From this, he picked up a pair of necklaces hung with charms and shells, a pile of dried herbs, the dried leaves of trees, and a green branch of palm.
What I am about to do, he said, is a thing beyond wonder. The men of old were wise. They did amazing things, and this they did among the rest. But that was at night, in the dark, under the stars and in the desert. The same I will do here in my own house and under the plain eye of day.
As he said this, he put the Bible under the cushion of the sofa so that it was all covered. He then brought out from the same place a very fine mat, and he piled the herbs and leaves on some sand in a pan. Then he and Keola put on the necklaces and stood on opposite corners of the mat.
The time comes, said the wizard. Do not be afraid.
With that, he set flame to the herbs and began to mutter and wave the branch of palm. At first it was dim because of the closed shutters, but the herbs caught on fire. The flames beat upon Keola, and the room brightened with the burning. Next, the smoke rose and made his head swim and his eyes darken, and the sound of Kalamake muttering rang in his ears. Suddenly, the mat on which they were standing moved swiftly. At the same time, the room and the house were gone. The breath was all beaten from Keola's body. Bright rays of light hit his eyes and head. He found himself moved to a beach under a strong sun, with large waves beating against the shore. He and the wizard stood there on the same mat, shocked, gasping and grasping at each other, and covering their eyes with their hands.
"What was that?" cried Keola, who recovered first because he was younger. "The pain of it was like death."
"It matters not," gasped Kalamake. "It is now done."
"And in the name of God, where are we?" cried Keola.
"That is not the question," replied the wizard. "Being here, we have a matter in our hands which we must attend to. Go, while I recover my breath, into the borders of the woods, and bring me the leaves of such and such an herb and such a tree. You will find that many grow there, 3 handfuls of each. And be speedy. We must be home again before the steamer comes. It would seem strange if we had disappeared."
And he sat on the sand and panted. Keola went up the beach, which was full of shining sand and coral, dotted with small shells, and he thought in his heart, "How do I not know this beach? I will come here again and gather shells." In front of him was a line of palms against the sky, not like the palms of the 8 Isles, but tall, fresh, and beautiful. The leaves were like dried fans, like gold among the green. He thought in his heart again, "It is strange I should not have found this forest. I will come here again when it is warm to sleep." And he thought, "How warm it has grown suddenly." For it was winter in Hawaii, and the day had been chilly. Then he thought also, "Where are the gray mountains? And where is the high cliff with the hanging forest and the wheeling birds?" The more he considered, the less he understood in what part of the Isles he had fallen.
In the border of the forest where the trees met the beach, the herb grew, but the tree he had to find grew farther back. Now, as Keola went toward the tree, he was aware of a young woman who had nothing on her body but a belt of leaves.
Well, thought Keola, they are not very particular about their dress in this part of the country.
He paused, supposing she would observe him and escape. Seeing that she still looked before her, he stood and hummed out loud.
Up she leaped at the sound. Her face was pale. She looked this way and that, and her mouth opened with the terror of her soul. But it was a strange thing that her eyes did not rest upon Keola.
Good day, he said. You need not be so frightened. I will not eat you.
And he had barely opened his mouth before the young woman ran into the bushes.
These are strange manners, thought Keola. Not thinking of what he was doing, he ran after her.
As she ran, the girl kept crying in some language that was not spoken in Hawaii. Yet some of the words were the same, and he knew she kept calling and warning others. At the same time, he saw more people running, men, women, and children, one with another, all running and crying like people on fire. And with that, he began to grow afraid and returned to Kalamake, bringing the leaves. He told him what he had seen.
You must pay no attention, said Kalamake. All this is like a dream and shadows. All will disappear and be forgotten.
It seemed nobody saw me, said Keola.
And nobody did, replied the wizard. We walk here in the broad sun, invisible by reason of these charms. Yet they hear us. Therefore, it is a good idea to speak softly as I do.
With that, he made a circle around the mat with stones, and in the middle he set the leaves.
It will be your part, he said, to keep the leaves burning and feed the fire slowly. While they burn, I must do my errand. Before the ashes blacken, the same power that brought us here will carry us away. Be ready now with the match, and call me in good time so that the flames don't burn out and leave me stranded here.
As soon as the leaves caught fire, the wizard leaped like a deer out of the circle and began to race along the beach like a dog that has been bathing. As he ran, he kept bending down to grab shells. It seemed to Keola that they shone as he took them. The leaves were quickly burnt by a bright flame. Keola had only a handful left, and the wizard was far off, running and stopping.
Back! Cried Keola. Back! The leaves are nearly done!
At that, Kalamake turned, and if he had run before, now he flew. But fast as he ran, the leaves burned faster. The flame was ready to die when, with a great leap, he jumped onto the mat. The wind of his leaping blew it out. And with that, the beach was gone, and the sun and the sea. They stood once more in the darkness of the living room, and were once more shaken and blinded. On the mat between them lay a pile of shining dollars. Keola ran to the shutters, and there was the steamer coming close to the shore.